Edius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 4:11, and this Mishnah has two cases that are related to the topic of Nazirus, and they actually appear basically in Maseches Nazir and Perek Gimel. A Nazir, of course, is someone who accepts upon himself by verbal obligation to refrain from basically three areas. The first is that he won't consume grape products, including wine, grapes, raisins, and the like. Number two, he won't cut the hair on his head. And number three, which is sort of the operative issue for this part of the Mishnah, is that he will not expose himself to corpse tumah, tumas mace. Now, if a person would, let's say, for example, be standing inside a graveyard when he sets upon himself to be a nazir, that's a no-go, and his timing for being fulfilling his nazirus commitment won't start until he gets out of that graveyard. Now, the Chazal declared that Chutz La'aretz is considered to be one big graveyard, that it all has Tumas Hameis everywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael, rabbinically. So, if a person will be standing in Chutz La'aretz, the proper thing for him to do is, if he declares that he's a Nazir, is to essentially get on the next plane to Israel and fulfill his Nazirus obligation there in Eretz Yisrael. If he fails to do that, so then really his clock isn't ticking in terms of filling his Nazir's commitment while he's in Chutz La'aretz, because rabbinically it's like a big graveyard. Now, the Mishnah wanted to consider the following question. Since on a Doraisa level he is fulfilling his Nazir's commitment, how much, if let's say he sticks around, he commits to be a Nazir for a year, and he sticks around for a year in Chutz La'aretz, not going to Eretz Israel. When he finally gets around to going to Israel, how long does he need to be a Nazir in Eretz Israel? So, a basic Nazir's commitment, which is the minimum commitment, is for 30 days. So can he get away with just now like the basic and minimum Nazir's for 30 days? Or since he committed to being a Nazir for a year, he has to start from scratch and do his second year of Nazir's while he's in Eretz Yisrael. Beis Hillel is strict, saying he has to start from the beginning. Beis Shammai is lenient, says no, since it's only rabbinic in nature, if he be the Eved, if he didn't go straight to Eretz Yisrael, he only needs to fulfill his 30-day Nazir's, which is like sort of the minimum rabbinic amount. Excuse me, the minimum Doraisa amount, the minimum amount to be a Nazir, because he violated only on a rabbinic level his commitment to be a Nazir by being staying in Chutz La'aretz. Just to speak it out here, there would be no machlokas, no nafkamina, if a person took on a standard Nazirus, meaning if a person said, I'm Hareni Nazir, accepting to be a Nazir, and he's standing in Chutz La'aretz, and that's a 30-day commitment, so he's supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. If he doesn't, whenever he does, so he was bad for not going right away. But anyways, now that he's there in Eretz Yisrael, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would agree it's now a 30-day story, because that's both the minimum and the amount he committed. The Machlokas only kicks in once he committed to say be a Nazir for, say, 60 days. The question is, Beis Hillel says, okay, so he has to do all 60 days from scratch, and Beis Shammai will say, no, 30 days is enough. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Outside, inside, it says, Mi shenadar Nazirus Meruba, one who accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for an extended period, meaning not the standard 30-day, but longer than that. Vehishlim Naziruso, and he completed his Nazirus period while he was in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Va'achar kach Bal'aretz, and then he goes to Eretz Yisrael. Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. Beis Shammai say, well, now that he's in Eretz Yisrael, since he on the right side did fulfill his commitment, Rabbanan, we kind of penalize him, make him just do 30 days, that's enough. Beis Hillel Omrim Nazir Betchila. No, says Beis Hillel, he has to start from the beginning and do the whole commitment they originally committed again in Eretz Yisrael. Halach will be like Beis Hillel. It's hard to say Lamaisa. Lamaisa, if in fact a person would commit to be a Nazir today, which is a big no-no, Lahore, he'd have to go to Eretz Yisrael and stay there sort of indefinitely, like the rest of his life, until the base of English is built and he brings his korbanos to end his Nazirus period. The second part of the Mishnah, also dealing with Nazirus, loosely, has to do with the following case. And maybe you can think about it, you make the call. Here's the case. A person is, I'll call it, accused of having accepted to become a Nazir, in fact, multiple times. And he denies it. Either he just denies it, and he's kind of perhaps lying, or he doesn't remember. The point is, he himself maintains he doesn't need to undertake the restrictions of being a Nazir, whereas witnesses say, well, we heard him, and now we say, yes, he does. He committed, he has to do it. The problem is that we have two separate kitos, two separate groups of witnesses, and they are testifying differently regarding what his commitment was. Group A says he committed to be a Nazir twice, So that would be two periods of 30 days. Whereas Group B says, no, he took on to be a Nazir five times. So that would be like five 30-day periods. Again, each of those periods, at the end of the Nazirus of 30 days, he'd have to bring Korbanos and start again. But the point is, there's discrepancy in the testimony between the two sets of witnesses, whether he committed to be a two-time or a five-time Nazir. Now, what do we do? So Beis Shammai's position is, listen, this guy maintains he is not obligated to Nazirus at all. We have witnesses that say he is, but the testimony in the most essential fact about the commitment is contradictory. It's called hakhasha. The testimony is contradictory one to the other. And therefore, it says, Beis Shammai, we have no testimony. The two sets of witnesses cancel each other out and left with no testimony. And therefore, this guy's not obligated to be a Nazir at all, period. Beis Hillel say no. The two sets of witnesses are agreeing that he committed to be a Nazir at least twice. The dispute is regarding the other three times. One group says yes, the second group says no. But since they both agree that he's at least two times, has to be a Nazir at least two times, so that's corroborating, consistent testimony, for which he would be obligated to do Nazirs twice. That's Beis Hillel's approach. Again, the Machmir opinion, making him to be a Nazir. And that also be halacha l'maisa. So the Mishnah says inside, Mishahayu shtei kite edim me'idus oso, a person who has two sets of witnesses who are testifying, let's call it against him, elu me'idin shenadar shtayim ve'elu me'idim shenadar chamesh. Group A says he took on two Nazir's commitments, and Group B says he took on five Nazir's commitments. Beis Shammai omrim nechleka ha'edus. Beis Shammai says, listen, the testimony is divergent, it's inconsistent, and therefore ve'ein ka naziros. There's no obligation for him to be nazir because the bezin shouldn't enforce anything because we haven't got testimony. We have contradictory testimony, and so therefore both sets of witnesses essentially are to be rejected. And so we have no testimony, so he stands in his insistence he's not obligated to naziros at all. Uveis Hill omrim, but Beis Hill disagree. They say yesh bechlal chamesh shtayim. They say, listen, a portion of the testimony regarding five is that there was two. In other words, both are agreeing that he has at least two. The question is the other three. So therefore, shiyet nazir shtayim. Let him be a nazir at least twice, you know, for two periods, and those he's obligated to, and the other three, since that is in dispute between the two pairs of witnesses, he will not have to do those other three.